Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
It's 2024. With a new year comes new rituals, resolutions, and goals, often many that don't stick. Today is where we drop some practical tips with 8 steps to lose fat and improve your health, and we're going to help create that bridge to be able to build that gap or bridge that gap in between good intentions and what you're capable of.
Hold your station, this education is relevant. The motivation through conversation is evident. We're talking spiritual body, mind development. This is the manhood experiment.
Before we continue, we need your help. We'd like to reach more like-minded people just like you and share our knowledge on personal growth, health, and success. So can you do us a favor and in your podcast app, hit the subscribe button and give us a 5-star review and leave us an encouraging comment. Do it right now while you listen to this episode. That will help us know you're listening and that you care, and that little action will help us reach more folks. Now back to our show. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Manhood Experiment. It's 2024. With a new year comes new rituals, resolutions, and goals, often many that don't stick. You know, we have good intentions, and today is where we drop this fire single solo session with 8 steps to lose fat and improve your health. Some practical tips. I promise we'll keep these things sexy and unboring. But with these tips, we're going to help create that bridge to be able to build that gap or bridge that gap in between good intentions and what you're capable of. And so this idea came from, obviously, people, just the time that we're in, people wanting to make all kinds of changes. But at the beginning of the year, I like to do some spring cleaning, introspection, and I was reviewing back through 4 of my passion planners and just reviewing notes from my own training and health practices and along with all my clients and just things that I had learned over the years. And, you know, I came up with these big ideas. We can call them principles. Overall, it's just overwhelming when we think about all the information that's out there right now. I think people are looking into all these biohacks and sensationalized diets, but it's just an overhaul of information. And so I wanted to simplify these things and really talk about the small steps that give you big returns, you know, this low-hanging fruit. So I promise there's going to be some value in here for you. We're going to keep this short and sweet. We're going to move through them. And I want to think that really, this year, let this be the year to prioritize your state of mind. Let this be the year that we step forward into growth. When you have the opportunity to stay safe and set back into safety or step into growth, try to make that step, you know, as much as you can. And I promise this year you can make it look completely different in a more positive way. But when it comes to state of mind, know that this is our operating system that we have. And you, me, we are responsible for our state of mind, and we can change it on demand. So just remember, mental health, it's getting a lot of attention, but mental health is related to physical health. Physical health is related to mental health, and you're going to see how these all connect and I think can spark, you know, some energy in your life. So let's dive right into it. So number one principle is train for something this year. So I see a lot of people that lack that consistency, whether it's working out or exercise. And notice that I specifically said training rather than exercise. By training for something, it's going to take care of the exercise, that magic pill that we know helps our mood. It's been proven to reduce the odds of, you know, age-related diseases, things like Alzheimer's, enhances our immune system, literally slows down aging. And it's like a magic pill that you can take. And the key is finding something that you don't hate doing, ideally something that you enjoy doing and that you have that extra purpose. You know, the idea to exercise is easy to talk ourselves out of that. But if we're chasing a goal, such as trying to prepare for something so that we don't fail. This could be signing up for a race. This could be trying to get stronger, get faster, follow a program, find a workout partner. But the idea for training for something, let's do something that we can commit to, you know, 3 times per week. If you can do more, I challenge people to not overcommit. With all these are a challenge. These are the experiments that we talk about. So an example, you could train to run a 5K and look up an average time and try to beat it. You could try to run a 7-minute mile. You could find literally just a mile in your neighborhood and slowly try to increase your time and giving yourself some deadlines. But what I've noticed from doing this with clients and myself, you know, I've worked with clients and we've set mutual goals. It could be preparing for an obstacle course race like Tough Mudder or a triathlon or something like that. It gives you something to get excited about because you can measure that progress. And that's just a fascinating thing with the human body is it adapts. When we expose it to challenges and resistance, we overcome that, we get stronger, we get faster. A byproduct of getting stronger or faster is going to improve our body composition, improve our overall health. And then we have something that we have purpose for. And a reminder is there's going to be days when you don't feel like it. I've been reminded by this multiple times already this year. I've woke up just not feeling great, but went through the movements, got the blood flowing. And, you know, sometimes it takes 10, 15 minutes. But once you get those juices flowing, you get those neurotransmitters fired up, you're so happy that you did. And it enhances your day. And it really does impact the likelihood of that 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10 day. So train for something. Number two, prioritize sleep. I know we hear so many people talking about sleep, but there's a difference of talking about it, having good intentions, and putting this into practice. As I was looking through all my journals and like health journals that I have, I see it over and over again. I would highlight the days where I prioritize getting to sleep at a consistent time, such as, you know, trying to get to sleep by 9 o'clock. I'm more likely to wake up naturally and have more energy. And I know that it's tempting if you have a long day or doing things, you're overwhelmed, you want to stay up and watch some shows or catch up or be social. Just know that, you know, you're paying a price for that. And what happens, why a lot of people hate the feeling of Mondays, is people are jet lagged on Mondays, essentially, because if you Monday through Friday go to bed at a fairly consistent time and you're waking up at a consistent time, maybe you get up to work or whatever it is, and then Friday or Saturday comes and you stay up later, now your body has been thrown off, your circadian rhythm has been thrown off, and that affects your hormones. It literally temporarily can make you feel like your body has diabetes, like it's insulin resistant. So you're going to have a poor response to food. You're going to have more cravings. Your hormones are going to suffer. All this stuff is documented. And I get it. This one seems kind of boring, but it's something that massively impacts your health and your energy, especially if you have big goals and you really want to stick to them. Prioritize sleep. Do what you need to do to figure out how you can improve your sleep. You know, for me, it's the eye mask. It's a cold, dark room. Sometimes it's a noise machine if you need it, if you have distractions. It's mouth tape. Whatever it is to help master your sleep, it's worth putting in some time and some effort too. Number three, we talk about this, but walking more. As a society, we are more stagnant than we've ever been before. We might give ourselves credit for doing a workout and then we sit around all day, whether we're on the computer, whatever it is, but the benefits are huge. And so let's think about when we walk, we notice that our digestion feels better, you know, just the gravity effect that we have when eating. And what I'm talking about walking is 3 10-minute walks per day, keeping it really simple. This has been proven to help bring down our blood sugar so that we digest our food better. It helps improve our mental energy, gives us an excuse to get outside, gives us an excuse to have an opportunity to connect with a companion. This could be your wife or girlfriend or boyfriend or dogs, or you could have a business meeting and walk. But by doing this, it's just improving your overall movement. It's going to improve your metabolism. It's proven to make you happier, and it's giving you a little bit of that nature bathing. So undeniable, pays off, huge, really easy thing to do. Park further away, take the stairs, find that opportunity to move more, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. And number four, I don't really want to harp too much on magical diets and, you know, all these extreme things. So the idea for number four is focus on eating foods that fill you up and keep you satiated. We're talking about whole foods and protein. And I think we know what we need to do, but I like to think that it's easier to crowd in the good stuff and we have less room for those hyper palatable foods and overly processed foods that can wreak havoc on our body. So moral of the story is don't diet. You don't need to be all in or all out. Just focus on raising your standards and eating quality whole foods, whole fruits, vegetables. Try to find foods that are seasonal. Have fun. Get an air fryer if you need to. Steam fry foods. Look for inspiration. Have fun. Good opportunity for dates or to inject, you know, some energy into your relationship to have fun with the cooking side of things. So where to start with protein? We've talked about this, but we'll talk about it again. 0.7 to 1 gram of protein per goal pound of body weight. So in a daily basis. So let's just say if you weigh 150 pounds, you can just make it easy. Eating 120 to 150 grams of protein, closer to that 1 gram per pound if you're active especially. But by doing that, protein is extremely satiating. I promise you that 95% of people are missing out and are under eating on this, and it makes a massive difference. It's a lot more than you think it is, but it's extremely nutrient dense and not as high calorically dense. And so if you give yourself a goal to hit that protein goal and you can have your dessert or whatever you want at the end of the day, it's less likely that you're going to overeat. So good sources of protein could be things like Greek yogurt, quality beef. It could be poultry, different sources of chicken, eggs, beans, whey protein. It could be plant-based protein shakes that you make. But try to get as much whole food-based foods as you can, as that's going to help support your metabolism and overall health and digestion. So limiting those heavily processed foods, you know, when we talk about that, those packaged foods such as cookies, sauces, snacks that are extremely calorically dense and hyper palatable, leading, it's like a domino food that's going to lead you to eating a whole lot more of that. Little extra credit tip, try to get this food within an 8 to 12 hour period. And so the rest of the time, you're fasting or not eating, a lot of people will find success from this.
Hey, listeners, this is Big Dreams. And I just wanted to take a moment to thank you all for listening to today's episode of The Manhood Experiment. Please follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Manhood Experiment. There, you'll find the latest giveaways and some very funny behind-the-scenes moments. Now, back to the show.
So, moving on. Number 5, back in the movement game. Look for OTMs. We've talked about this, but OTMs are opportunities to move. So we know that regular movement is associated with better health. Inactivity is associated with early mortality. So it's like we have to have a purpose to get out, to move more. And so you could think of this like non-exercise. It could be walks, little mini workouts, taking pride in moving your body, setting up challenges to go for hikes, walk your dogs, take a new trail, explore, get out there. But we're really emphasizing OTMs as something you take pride in. So rather than being upset that there's no parking spaces, walk further away and give yourself a pat on the back like, oh, wow, I have an opportunity to move and I'm using my body to be able to adapt to get stronger, faster, and move this beautiful body that I have. And number 6, get outside daily. With this, think of if you can and the season is right, get sun without burning. Morning light, we hear about this constantly, but morning light helps start your circadian rhythm and really gets you in tune so you're more likely to be on a better cycle for when you're waking and going to bed, actually getting tired at nighttime when you're supposed to. And so you can combine some of them from up above. You could walk, obviously, outside, find opportunities to move, exercise, stretch outside, eat lunch outside. And that fresh air, it's just life force, baby, getting that oxygen, especially during the winter time when there's all this artificial heat that's cranked up that really dries people out. So bundle up if you need to, get outside, and I'd make that a non-negotiable to try to get outside every day as much as you can. Number 7, unplug, de-stress. We are overstressed and overstimulated. Almost every major health condition is related to stress, and sometimes it doesn't even feel like stress. It's dressed up in excitement and stimulation from moving on from one activity to another. And for some people, there's no problem. They have no problem in leisure and being able to unplug. And type A people that are constantly doing things sometimes have to schedule a time that I'm going to unplug, turn my phone off, whatever it is. But this could be deliberate breathing, walking in nature. It could be beginner meditation, you know, something as little as 5 minutes or even 2 minutes just to focus on breathing. A yin yoga class. It could be reading, which kind of forces you to meditate and focus. But think of like meditation as it's kind of like intermittent fasting or time restricted eating for your brain. You're giving yourself a break to clear out all of that noise. And some people go all day long without unplugging. And so I think the moral of the story is here, you want to recover as hard as you work and as hard as you're playing, and it will really pay off for you being able to rejuvenate yourself. You get in the sauna, get in the water, surf, hike. I think you get the idea. So moving on. Final principle here is we talk about taking inventory a lot, but taking inventory of your health. And this could be filling in any deficiencies that you have, maybe get some help in reviewing labs. This could be doing lab work. I think this becomes especially more important if you are feeling less than an 8 and a 10 on a regular basis. You know, we got to have high standards. It's 2024. We're trying to improve here. And so what I mean by that is, if you're waking up and you have digestive issues, or you're feeling like you're a slump or your energy is not consistent, it's worth scheduling in or prioritizing the annual blood work, or maybe try to do a further panel of looking at your nutrients. But some common things to look into is testing, you know, I mean, how's your blood pressure, blood sugar, your cholesterol, testosterone, cortisol, thyroid, all these things that are connected. And then how's your digestive health? I think that right now, there's so much junk in the food we're eating, and this overstimulated, highly sympathetic world that we're living in can affect our digestion and our gut. And we can have what some people call leaky gut, this impermeable gut that leads to other digestive issues. And so this is the year that, you know, you get on top of it. It's easy to set up some lab work, or you can do a stool analysis. And maybe it's something as simple as doing a parasite cleanse to be able to hit that reset button. The other thing you could do is just look at common deficiencies that people have. And I think it's pretty clear that many people are deficient in vitamin D3. And you can take something like K2 with that to make that more absorbable. But vitamin D3 is essentially like a hormone in the body that's responsible for regulating your hormones. It plays a major role in your immune system and defense system. Magnesium is another thing that almost everyone is deficient in because we're not getting that in the minerals in the food that we're eating anymore. And omega-3s are another common one. And so there could be a big number specifically to your genetic profile that maybe you don't break down or absorb B vitamins, for example. Like when I looked at my genetic profile, I didn't convert vitamin A to retinol very well. So it helps me to supplement with it. It was the same thing with some different B vitamins. And if you're getting sick on a regular basis, I think it's more important than ever to take inventory. You know, how is your quality of sleep? And then that's where you can look to supplement specifically. Maybe look into some things that can help strengthen your immune system, like NAC, N-acetylcysteine, and, you know, have some fun here. I think with all of these different steps that we talked about, any of them that make your antennas go up or seem interesting is worth spending, you know, 20 minutes or so looking up. You can watch some YouTube videos. You can look up online some different sources. So we're going to review these really quick. Number one is finding something to train for. It makes it fun. It's more likely you're going to stick with something, especially if you can pick it like something reasonable, 30 days out, 60 days out, something you can train for. Prioritize sleep. I know it's not sexy, but it will keep your immune system healthier, more likely to win the day, feel better, and just be a better quality person. And number three, walking 3 times per day, 3 10-minute walks per day pays off in huge dividends. I promise. You can give yourself a little step goal, have a competition with somebody, you know, whatever you feel like. Number four, focus on eating foods that fill you up. So whole foods and protein. Focus on crowding those in. Let this be the year where you try some new things. Use some flavor insurance to make these foods more enjoyable. Have fun with this process. Number five, look for OTMs, opportunities to move. That could be the walking that we need to do above, opportunities to train and get stronger. But take pride in moving more. Number six, get outside daily. Look at the sun in the morning. Get a little sun. Do a little workout outside. Go for a bike ride. Go for that walk. Eat lunch outside. take a deep breath and just unplug. Going right into number seven, which is unplug and de-stress. Give yourself some sort of ritual, as little as a couple minutes, just to be able to take a deep breath. And this could be focused. It could be a guided meditation, a body scan, focused breathing, but prioritize that. Number eight, take inventory of your health. It could be taking inventory of all these different areas right here. How are you showing up in a level of 1 to 5 with your health, with your energy, mental energy, physical digestion? Like, just do that little routine right there. So we always leave you with an experiment. Got 8 of them right here to try out, but to make it a little bit easier for you guys, the goal here will be pick 3 of these principles here to try this next week. So if you got a scheduler or a planner, just pick one of these that you're going to keep at the front of mind. If you want to try more, great. But 3, I think, is easy to stick to. And to really make this stick and get more buy-in, spend 20 minutes with 3 of these and just look into it a little bit more so that you can get that buy-in. I think that when you realize that these, I mean, there's science-backed information for all this, and there's studies to prove how all these things can enhance your health, I think it's more likely that you'll buy in and continue to implement these things. So I hope that that was helpful. Again, wanted to get on here, break you guys off with some tips, some actionable things that you guys can do. But we got a big year ahead coming up with some awesome guests. We appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in. Until the next time, this is the Manhood Experiment. J-Dragon out.
Hey, what's up? This is Big Dreams. Thank you for checking out today's episode of the Manhood Experiment. If you like today's episode, please subscribe and give us 5 stars. Not only does your feedback matter, but it helps us to connect with others just like you that find value in our weekly episodes. So subscribe, share, and speak with your friends and family about today's episode. And most importantly, take care of yourself, keep growing, and join us again on the next episode of The Manhood Experiment.